Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Melissa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, we are, oh God, we are over the top with excitement. It's just been an incredible weekend. For those of you who don't know, we had the awesome Got Motivation Then Speak. It was amazing. The information poured out, I'm telling you. If there's anything that you wanted to learn how to do, that would have been the place to be there. Because, I mean, between Mr. Jeffrey Dunn talking about how you can be the boss, yes, how you can just make things happen for your life, how you deserve it, how it is your God-given right. He was laying it down. I'm telling you, I was blown away. I was truly, truly blown away. His message was so thought-provocative, and he had so much passion. You know, here's a person that has had many businesses, has worked with the small business development centers. He's second generation entrepreneur. I mean, just pouring it out. And then we had Mr. Wally Hakeem. Oh my goodness, here I'm telling you, his message, you believe me, you want to get your hand on these tapes, the CD or DVD, as soon as they are ready. Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the show this morning. I'm telling you, good morning, Mr. J. Early. God bless you, Miss Kiva. God bless you for all of those who will tune in on the switchboards. I'm just talking for a moment, just kind of recapping. Good morning, Miss Hope Harper. Oh, my God. Listen, when God Motivation Then Speak comes to your city, all I got to say is be ready. Be there, get people there, anybody that you want motivated and inspired. There was truly something for everyone. I was taking notes, I'm telling you, oh my goodness. And then I did my thing with From Shame to Your A-Game. I'm telling you, I was in rare form, y'all. Let me tell you, oh, it was just awesome. And then we had Mr. Howard J. Scott. This man, wow. he started his first company. Some of you heard him on the show on Thursday. Started his first business at age 16, a manufacturing company. Him and his twin brother. His twin brother was also there, though not speaking, but there supporting his brother. And I'm telling you, they're so adorable. And I was like teasing them because, like, are you this one or that one? But they look just alike. And I'm telling you, just top of the line. Mr. Versie Walker was in the house. It was just amazing. He came out to support, and Miss Tina, we thank all the people that came out to support us in that venture. It was just incredible. We had people there from the business department at Rutgers University. They were there to support. I'm telling you, I had so much fun. But that Mr. Howard Scott, he, wow. Oh, my God. He has a story to tell when he talks about how he was riding in a limousine. I mean, how he drove off the lot in his first Cadillac, and I mean, Mercedes-Benz, and oh, boy, and his yacht, and just, oh, man, and then his book, Seeds Grow. You've got to get a copy of that book. Well, we just had, it was just, I mean, layer upon layer. Then we had Mr. L.A. Suave there entertaining us, and that was amazing. They had this little young girl there singing her little heart out. Then she was a model. I mean, she sang and she modeled and she gave a speech. I'm telling you, y'all, we got to put these babies to work. Our children have so much talent, but if someone does not take an interest in them and put them to work, then they had another little boy. He came out, and he couldn't have been no more than about six. He came out and sang. I'm telling you, it was just off the chart. And then they followed up with Miss Adele J. Foster. Let me tell you, oh, that presentation that she gave about this motivational speaking and just the career behind it. And I know many of you on the phone, or those of you who are listening to this show, you need all of this because all of you are already in that arena in some way. You're all business owners, and or on your job you're required to make presentations. So you want to know how to get the most out of the gift and skills and talents that you have. I think about Ms. Hope Harper there in Cincinnati. This is going to be so good for you, you and both you, and definitely, you know, Ms. Kiva down there in Nashville. This is going to be so powerful for you as you are going forth and expanding your businesses. And also for Ms. Tina, who was there taking notes. And just, I'm telling you, when this team hits your city, listen, you need to start saving up now and telling everybody you know. So I tell you, that presentation, though, by Ms. Foster, I got so much out of that in terms of how you can, that speaking is more, you know, it's a career, not just you got up and gave a speech. But it was just awesome, 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 fabulous. So he just had to be there. But you weren't there, so don't worry. You can get a copy. Just contact us or go to the website, and you can get information. If you have any questions, please just type it into the chat room, or you can call in on 347-945-7991. She also gave pointers on public speaking, how to speak. I'm telling you, I mean, you know, I remember Les Brown did a seminar some years ago, and he talked about how, like, if you go to one of his training sessions, he talks about the thousands and thousands of dollars that in a year's time he has to turn down because he can't do all, he can't be everywhere at the same time. So that many speaking opportunities out here. And you have a story. Everyone has a story, especially if you're a business owner. You got a story of how you got there. And people want to hear that story. And I met a lady on Saturday, just to prove that point, I met a lady later that evening at another event that I had to attend, a gospel concert, and they had some vendors there. Well, there was one vendor there. She had a chocolate-making company. They make chocolate goodies, candies, treats, and things like that, her and her mother. And she was maybe in her early, early 30s. They started this business in their home just for, like, something to do. Well, the girl was making this chocolate something, and chocolate-covered pretzels. And a girlfriend of hers said, girl, you need to market these. And she was like, really? So she gave it a try. Well, now they've moved out of their home, moved into their own store. They have a store where they sell all these chocolate-covered goodies. But, you know, the story is phenomenal because she said it was very hard. You have to get all the proper documents from the, you know, from the government, from the city, in order to be able to cook in your home, even before she got to the building, all the different regulations they had to follow. You know, somebody needs to hear that. Somebody needs to know what the process is so that they can follow it. And now, you know, she's doing well. She had T-shirts. So I'm telling you, it was just awesome, awesome, fabulous. But I am, like, overexcited. I'm just overexcited about this weekend. Now, I know today I'm going to talk a little bit about the new customer service, because I know my sister in Cincinnati, you all know by now that she's my sister, Miss Hope Harbor. She is also an excellent, excellent customer service person who is also going to be doing some customer service seminars there to teach and train people. But, you know, customer service is today is so much different than what it was, you know, 10 years ago or even 5 years ago for that matter. Because, for one, the customers are totally different today. Today, customers are, you know, online every day. Every day, customers are online, whether they're with Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, they're LinkedIn, Connecting Black, this and that, and there's so many others. And they got their iPhones and their iPads and all these other different ways to connect. And, you know, they're doing a lot of tweeting back and forth with one another. It's very, very easy for the customer now to find out about another company. So in order to really go to the next level in customer service, we have to consider the social network. You've got to consider that. You can't ignore it. There was a time when you could pretty much ignore social media and social networking and the internet. There was a time, maybe like 10 years ago, you could totally ignore it. But not today. Today you have to be a part of it because your customers are there. And if you want to provide them really with value and you want to go beyond service and begin to offer value, because now customers, they can get the service almost themselves because of the internet. They can almost service a lot of their own needs and issues, but where can they get value? So the customer care people today, the people who are training individuals in customer service, are training the new people to understand value, added things. That's why now, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, remember before when you almost never got a customer care survey? You almost never got anyone to send you a survey. But then all of a sudden, you start getting surveys. Every time you went somewhere, you asked to fill out a survey. I mean, you could go to CVS today. I've been to CVS, and the CVS person will say, well, would you please go on your receipt? Every receipt almost now has a number for you to go there and answer some questions about the customer service or about that person that serviced you at the counter or wherever. You go purchase a car. The car dealer is going to ask you, could you go online and do this, do this, do that? Or you may get an email. I get an email every now and again from the bank or whomever I've been doing business with asking me to fill out a customer service form. And so what they're saying is that we're trying to reach out to you. So they're connecting with you. A lot of people have email, what have you. Pretty soon they'll, you know, get to the level of technology where you'll get a voicemail asking you to answer a few questions, because what they're realizing more and more is that people are so much on the go and people are so busy that even, you know, before we were calling mail that came to the United States Post Office and put into your mailbox, they were calling that snail mail because it moves so slow, like a snail, compared to the internet. Now, that mail was a lot quicker than back in the old days when they had to deliver mail via foot or pony, and then you have the United States Post Office, which can deliver mail via trucks. Well, Well, that's snail compared to email. Well, email is going to be considered snail shortly because, again, because of iPods and these things like that, and texting is going to be, as soon as they bring down the cost of data and as soon as they find a way to do that, because right now you have to pay for these data plans and all of that, but they're going to find a way to bring that down really, really low that almost everyone can have it, just like when, remember when to use your home phone to call long distance? Remember when it was so costly? Well, I remember because it was the source of a lot of arguments in my household back in the day because I lived here in New Jersey, and my siblings were, I had one in Dallas and my other sisters, and one was in Cleveland and then the one near Cincinnati, my mom was in Ohio. So I loved talking to my sisters. So to talk to them, in 1 month's time, my phone bill could be $400, easy, because I got to talk to all of them. And that's how it went. And I had a girlfriend or two. They also lived out of state. But now, you know, what does it cost to make a long-distance call? You get one plan for, like, what, $50, $60 a month? And you can make all the calls you want. So don't think that these data plans are going to always stay the cost that they are. Look at things in the past, how they've changed and how they, you know, transitioned to something else. Well, as soon as that happens, we're going to begin to get more things quicker, faster. So in terms of customer service, you gotta think what's next. You know, you want to always be on the trend, on the cutting edge. What's next? See, the person who's on the cutting edge of something is the person who's going to truly maximize their profit from that thing when you can get on the cutting edge. And that's why we even have that's the beauty of the Internet. It can allow you to be on the cutting edge, to get that edge. I know Mr. Anthony Robbins, who is a very well-known for most people, motivational speaker and coach, author, and all that good stuff, he has a whole program out there called The Edge. You want to get the edge. You want to get out there first if you can. And that's one of the things that I would love for, you know, the Coach and Lisa show to represent, is helping people get the edge, to get the jump, to get out there before the market becomes saturated. Once the market becomes saturated, well, then the profits are going to begin to dwindle. You know, you'll still get profits, absolutely, but you got to stay on the cutting edge. So the cutting edge then for customer service is to really, you know, see what happened was we're moving, actually, if we haven't, we've probably already moved, but we're still on the cutting edge because a lot of people haven't gotten there yet. So we're really moving beyond customer service into customer value, all right? It's beyond just serving the customer well, because just about nowadays, a lot of people can do that, even though we know a lot of people are not. But here's what's hard to do. It's almost easy to serve a customer. You can get that done. But here's what's very hard. It's very hard to get customer loyalty. And so now people are moving to customer loyalty, you know, in a greater sense that because the customer can go online so quickly and learn about so many other products that are, you know, in direct, doing the same exact thing you're doing. So you want to be able to, you know, have it where your customers are loyal, all right? So I'm just putting that out there for you. So let you know where we're headed. So we're headed to not just providing good customer service, but we're providing extraordinary customer service. So we're moving. If you want to be on the cutting edge of customer service, you're going to move past good customer service to extraordinary customer service, and then you want to move beyond just providing a good service, but now you want to have customer loyalty. And one way to do that is by the strong relationship that you build with the customer. So you're going to have to train your entire staff because, you know, you can't be there. Everybody who works in your company is part of customer service. So you're going to have to now train your staff on how to build relationships. You can't assume that people know how to build strong and positive relationships because they don't. If that was the case, the divorce rate in America would not be so high. Currently, the divorce rate in America is around, it's about 50%. So people, they're not, take my word for it, you don't have to, you can go do your own research, but I've done it for you. Relationship building has not been our strength, okay? And, but now it is for some it is, okay? I'm not generalizing, it's not everybody, but for the average person, it is not. And so you're going to have to make, just like we train our staff in sexual harassment and cultural diversity, great communication and interpersonal skills, and we also train them on how to actually do the job. Well, relationship building is going to be a new training that companies are going to have to implement because of this new era that we're moving to with customer loyalty. Why should I be loyal to you when I don't have a relationship with you? And so over and over, you're going to see people going back to the place where they have loyalty. Now, I'm reading a book. It's a very old book. And actually, someone gave me the book. It's called The 1 Minute Millionaire. And in this book, he talks about customers a lot. And even though the book isn't that new, so when we talk about this new era of customer service, it's been around for... It has been around for a while. It's been around for a while. But sometimes, you know, time has to catch up with behaviors. And so now is the right time, though, that we really want to focus in on customer loyalty. And loyalty, remember, goes hand in hand with relationship. What's the relationship? If it's a good relationship, how do you build good relationships? And it's, and just like in the, you know, with our personal relationships, people that you're in relationships, what do? You talk to them on a regular basis. You hang out with them from time to time. I'm not saying you're going to hang out with your customers, but you're going to create an atmosphere in your business that they're going to want to kind of hang out with you, in a sense. It's going to make them feel like they're hanging out with you. I remember when I was going to school online, and we do everything, of course, the classroom is all done online, and everything is done online. So in this classroom, the teacher made this kind of place like a lounge almost online. So it's like a virtual lounge. So you think you're actually in a lounge when you're not. So the same thing in your business. When that person comes to your business, to your place of establishment, they have to feel as though, hey, I kind of want to hang out here. I know they may be rushing off to work or they may be rushing off to go get something done, but the feeling is still there. Same way like if you go to a particular bank. When you go to that bank, it might feel like home, kind of feels comfortable. And that's that relationship building. Because in this book, The One Minute Millionaire, sometimes you see some people have made a lot of money not because of the number of customers they had, but it was the products and services that they provided the customers that they had, so that their repeat customers, and the customers are always coming. It's a lot to it. I mean, you have to get the whole book and read bits and pieces of it, but the point is that you could get a lot from, let's just say if you had 10 customers, and all of those 10 customers spent $100 with you in one given week, that would be $1,000 right there, versus you having, say, 100 customers and each of them spending $10. You see, it's much easier to manage 10 clients or 10 customers and constantly providing them with products and services versus trying to reach out to the 100. Now, that's just a scenario, just so that you can kind of contemplate in your mind the types of things that you could do for that customer. So anyway, as I was saying, that Ms. Harper in Cincinnati is doing these things with her business, and she's building those relationships, and it's kind of the way that, you know, the Campbell Soup people did years ago. We kind of got away from it. But you really, that's where we're going back to, is the customer loyalty, because of all the interneting and all the tweeting and all of these things, where customers are able to talk to people all over the world, you see. And you got to get out there as well. You got to be there so that they can ask you questions. If there are, if your customers are online, then you need to be online. It's just that simple. If you have customers, if you have customers that can go online, then you want to make sure your presence is there so that your customers can find out about you, you can ask them questions, you can see what they need. A lot of times when I want to do seminars or when I want to do programs or I want to do topics, you know what I do? I go to Facebook or I go to Twitter or I'll go to LinkedIn and I begin to study what people are talking about. That's how I know what to bring to a seminar. You know, I go and hear what people are talking about. Because who are these people? These people, these are my customers. Where are my customers today? My customers today are online. Your customers are online. So therefore, you have to currently go and research the current customer service trends. What is happening now with customer service? It's not customer service as usual. It's not just providing a good service. Again, you have to provide today extraordinary service. Because why? The customer can go online in like 2 minutes and find out another business that's just like yours. You know, before, they may have to wait for the newspaper. They may have to wait for somebody to, you know, mail them an advertisement in the mail. They may have to wait for something. But today, they don't have to do that. They can go anywhere. There's a program out there called Ask Jeeves and all these different ones. You just go put in a question. Where is blah, blah, blah? So, again, what are we going to do these days? Well, we're going to look at customer. We're going to definitely deal with customer loyalty. And we're going to provide not just good customer service, but we're going to provide what? Extraordinary customer service. See, these are the trends now that are causing us to do customer service in a whole new way. And, you know, again, because your people are out there on the internet, all right, our conversations are going to be different, right? We're going to look at what our customers, you know, are facing, what challenges they're facing, right? What problems do we need to help them solve, all right? We need to make sure that what we have to offer them, they can solve a problem. Okay, we, as customer service agents, now we are truly, 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 truly problem solvers. Before, people didn't think like that, okay? But now you have to think like that as you're training, as you're hiring your new staff. You want to make sure that they understand that they are there to solve the customer's problem. See, the more you solve a problem for someone, the more loyal they will be to you. Let me say that again. The more you solve someone's problem, the more they will be loyal to you if you can help them solve problems. Now, how in the world do you think you're going to do this? How are you going to solve somebody's problem? You see, that's the big question. That's the million-dollar question. You know, customer relationship management is the trend. That's the thing already, all right? You know, again, it's not new because it's always been there. So it's like we're going back to basics. You know, the customer is our most important asset. Now, I know sometimes we get confused because we say that the employee is the most important asset. This is true. This is also true. So you have to be able to be you have to be able to multitask. You have to be, if you're a business owner, you're a staff member, you're a supervisor, manager, you have to be able to both invest 100% in your staff, who can invest 100% in the customers. That's what the owner of Southwest Airlines, that's how he made it so big, because he said that he invested in his staff. He made sure that every day they were happy and excited every day. And then he said that would translate into making sure that the customer was also happy and excited. But again, talking here about moving from customers, just good customer service, to extraordinary customer value, adding value. I'm sure that, you know, pretty soon you're going to be getting, companies are already asking you for your birthday. It's your birthday. They might send you a birthday card. They may send you a note for your birthday. They may even send you a Christmas gift. You know, companies are going way out to produce that company, that customer loyalty. They want you to become loyal to their firm so that they can, again, they're probably using the concept that some of the gurus like John Paul Getty and some of the other, you know, major CEOs out there who believe that you take that customer and you that customer stays with you and you can constantly provide them with new products and services, well, you're going to do pretty well in your business. You're going to do pretty well because now you've built up trust. You've built trust in that customer. And now that customer has trust in you. Guess what they're going to do? You're right. They're going to go tell other people about your great service. Once the customer trusts you because of that value that was built, they're going to go and tell others. And value can easily be added. People might think, well, how do I add value? How do I add value to this customer? Well, that's what you're going to be start paying your MBAs to do. When you start, you're going to start hiring your MBAs and your other business management type people and creative people to come in and to help you, your advertising people, your marketing people, how to add value. Because remember when everybody was trying to create the various ambiance in the company so that customers felt good about coming to your place, you know, right? Ambiance, you wanted to put that there. Well, now businesses are going to be adding this thing called value. They're, more and more, I know you already heard this word, if you're out there in business. Yes, Kiva said, yes, extraordinary service. You have to be the reason they want to come back to you. Absolutely, she works for a company where I know you guys are on top of this, Kiva. You guys have to, Kiva, type in how often you all have to go to be trained on customer service. If you can type in, I know you may be getting the children ready for school, but if you're able to type in when you get a chance, that's fine. And then the Coach K says that crappy service will have you out of business in no time. Yes, today. There was a time that wasn't true. There was a time you could do crappy service and stay around for a long time. But now because of the Internet and people are on the go and they can get to somewhere else a lot quicker, it's just not true anymore. You won't stay in business very long. And the Coach K also says in the chat room that we have to learn how to build a business-friendly relationship with clients who will refer us exactly to our friends and family, to their friends and family. Absolutely. And they said before, you know how with poor customer service without the Internet, they said every person that you provide poor customer service to, they might tell 6 to 10 other people. Well, with the Internet, they're telling 6,000 people. That's usually in their network. A lot of people, like, for instance, I know people easily on Facebook. They have, like, 4,000 or 5,000 people in their network because I think Facebook will allow you to get up to 5,000. And some of you who are also on MySpace, then you got another 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 there. So you already got 10,000 people that you can talk to just in the click of a mouse, one little click. Then you got your people, you know, you got your LinkedIn accounts. and all your name accounts, all your email databases. Now we're touching a lot more people a lot faster. And so anyway, so this is a new era customer service. Myself, as a trainer, I love things like this because it provides job security for me in the training business, because there's always something new to train on, because now we got to go back into companies and train people on this new type of customer service. Again, if you don't, your company is going to be left behind, in a sense, because your staff will not understand the nuances of this new era of customer service, where you have to add value. And that's what I see Hope Harper and others doing as they're servicing the customer. You're adding value when you can add value just by chatting with the customer, okay? Just by spending time to say, oh, how was that vacation that you took? How was this, this, and that? So sometimes just even conversation, small talk, can add value. You never know how you've made that person's day, because you never know what that person may have been going through. You know, throw in a motivational quote here and there. You'd be surprised of the value you're adding, because now that person is going to want to come back to your place because they're being motivated, empowered. You don't know, they may be going on a job where they're beat down, where they're demeaned, and here you are, you pump them up in the morning, or on their way to business, or on their way to work, or what have you. Or it could be the opposite, on their way home. Maybe they're in a household where things aren't that grand, and here you are giving them something to feel good about. So motivation, and I'm ready. Bring me into your company. I'll motivate your people and make them out to a little 15-minute motivational session. And people, you'd be surprised. I'm telling you, y'all, it's time to think out of the box. The people that are going to be left behind in the next era for entrepreneurship are the people that are staying in a box and keeping themselves limited. Now, when you see other companies are hiring motivational speakers to come into their businesses and do a 15-minute motivational, nobody's doing this yet. So I'm putting that out there. This is brand new. Hasn't been done yet, except in sports, with the football players. Before they go out on the field, the coach will bring in a motivational speaker to give a 15-minute motivational speech to the players, so that when they go out on the field, they can win, or they can feel like winners. Because the thing is, if you want to be a winner, you need to feel like one first. And so they make them feel like a winner, and they go out there, and they typically do win. And even if they didn't win, they feel good about playing, okay? So you have these things in the company that you can do that add value. Giving away free stuff, it adds value. In other words, let's just say you have a business, and, you know, every third customer gets something free. Anything to add value is going to add value to your business. It's going to add, the customers are going to talk about that. Believe me, they expect you to provide good customer service. That's what's expected of you as a company. But when you give that extra thing, that's what they're going to go home and talk about. Wow, did you know she gave this, he gave that? This is what they gave away today when I went to blah, blah, blah. Now you've given them something to talk about. But if you do what you've always done, well, there's nothing to really talk about in that sense. So it's just like in a relationship, you know, people say you got to keep your marriage exciting. You got to keep it different. You can't do the same old thing and think you're going to be, you know, happily married 30 years from now. No, you got to add something new to the marriage, something new to the relationship. And if you have any comments or questions, please just hit your number one key and I'll open up your phone line and you can make your comment or ask your question. You know, make your comment. You may have an outburst. No, please keep the out. You can keep the outburst, but I always say that when I'm speaking. Sometimes I'll say at the end, any comments, concerns, or outburst questions. You never know, right? So, customer service. I'm telling you, this is truly, truly a good thing. Customer service is great. I can't wait to begin. You know, to begin teaching people this new wave of customer service, about the social media, how they need to get involved, and about this adding value. People today They've already been serviced. They can get their own service. Today, typically, people can really do a lot on their own because of the internet and access to so much information. So there's a lot of things they can get on their own. But there's some things they can't get, and that's that added value, the value that you're going to add to them. That's what they cannot get on their own. But a lot of the other information they can get on their own. Being able to definitely apologize when you have made a mistake. Calling people up and saying, you know, can't do this, can't do that, and all of that. That's, you know, you can't do it. If you can't do it, you can't do it. If you can't do it, you just can't do it. If you can't do it, do it. If you can't, you can't. And then you can just move on from there. But it's really, really great. I tell you, I'm just so overwhelmed, and I'm so excited about this customer service. And just, you know, it's really something that is going to help a lot of businesses grow and prosper, because that's what we're all about. The Coach and Alicia Show, we're all about helping you prosper. We're all about helping you be empowered to do what you're doing, that you can do it even greater. We understand that customers, we have to take, oh, we have a comment, question, I think. Let's make sure. Okay, I think we have a question or comment from area code 513. You're on the air with Coach Lalisa.
Good morning, Coach Lalisa.
Good morning.
I just wanted to touch on the information you were giving on the customer service this morning. I'm always willing to learn more, and I do that when I listen to your show. I'm open, and it's just helping me tremendously. And on that customer service, when I opened up our full-service dry cleaners in 07, I had been working in dry cleaners for a long time. Well, you know that. But I had never had my own business, and I don't have a formal education, and I certainly don't have any degrees in business or marketing or any of that, and we're still open and thriving and, by God's grace, doing very well. And what I took was customer service, and I worked caring about the people and their needs and their concerns, and I added it in with the knowledge that I had from working behind the scenes as other people's cleaners. I was never counter help. I'm presser, things of that behind. Well, I took those two, but that customer service thing, I started to notice how far it was going. You know, it goes a long way with people. People will come here and say, I just love coming here, you know. And the customers don't even know me, white and black. And they're like, love you. When they leave, I'm like, okay, love you too. But so I just wanted to just touch on that the customer service aspect of a business, it does go a long way. And that's what's been carrying us, is caring for the people and the people feeling that. That was all. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. And absolutely, you are so welcome, and thank you, and congratulations on your business and the success of your business. And I'll take you back offline because I know you're also there working. But you were just listening to Miss Hope Harper, who tunes into the show, you know, on a very, very regular, almost every single Monday through Friday. And here's the thing, yes, she is my natural sister, and she doesn't have to call in. She doesn't have to listen to the show. And she began to listen to the show because she felt a need to be, I had been telling her about, you know, getting some coaching and talking to her about coaching. And I actually did some coaching with her, you know, on the side. And then she began to listen to the show. So we're very excited and happy for her and thank her for her comments. And she's absolutely right. The customers, and so like she was saying, that though she may not have a degree from a formal institution, however, she does have the information and the knowledge, you see, because when you talk, she's been talking with an MBA since 2003, since I got my MBA, she's been talking to one, and so that's why you'll hear people like Mr. Dale Foster and Mr. Howard Scott and Mr. Wally Hakeem, myself, Jeffrey Dunn, and the many other motivational speakers, the Les Browns and all that. That's why you will hear us literally beg people, get around the right people. We can't, she's just basically expressed that when she said, though I don't have the MBA, though I don't have the marketing major, however, I'm operating in this stuff. Why? Because she's been talking to one almost every day for the past 8 years. And when we're talking, we're always talking about business. We don't talk about what so-and-so is or isn't doing. We don't have time to talk about that kind of stuff. We're talking about business. The same thing is like when I talk with Kiva or I'm talking with this person or that person or that person. So even though you didn't have to go and get that degree, if you're talking with that person, you're getting the benefits of their education. That's how you see people even sometimes in the church. Certain people want to draw from a person's knowledge. Success leaves clues. You share information. The mastermind group, all of that, it all means the same thing. I don't have to have gone for a degree. I didn't have a degree in marketing per se, but I hang around people who do. And so what happens? I can talk their language because I've listened to them. I'm around them. Same thing with accounting. I don't have a degree in accounting, but I have people in my neighbors and co-workers and people that I talk to who are accountants, and I learn from them, and I'm talking with them, and so I have some, now I do have that knowledge. And so you're right to keep doing that. Hope to stay around people who have the knowledge, and guess what? Once you get it, it's yours. Once you get it, it's yours. And believe it or not, there are colleges that you could go to and take tests and get the degree, they call it, you know, you can CLEP, you get credit for your, what they call, life experiences. Do you know there's a college, I can't think of the name of it right now, it escapes me, but you can get a whole degree based on, I don't think it's Thomas Edison, it may be, I'm not sure, but there's a college out there, and you can get a whole degree, and it's a legitimate college, based on your knowledge and your life experiences. And if not a whole degree, you can get 90% of it by taking tests or writing papers to prove you have the knowledge. And certainly, Hope, you could easily go and get a business degree like that. If you were to go to this particular college, you could definitely get a master's in business just on your knowledge because of starting that business and running that business and the things that you've learned about accounting and the things that you've learned about the economy. You started your business in the smack dab of the recession. You started 4 years ago. The recession was just beginning to get started at that time to go downward. And so you learned about the economy through living it. So, again, anyone, this is for anyone out there. You'd be surprised. If you've started a business or it could be a daycare center, it might be a hair salon, it may be a cosmetic company, it may be a training company like the one I have, like the one Adele has, motivational speaker, it may be like Mr. Versi Walker, you have your own publishing company. He's very clear. People were asking him at the Got Motivation and Speak, they were asking him what business he had. He said, I have a publishing company. Oh, I'm a publisher and an author. That's what I do. I'm a publisher, author, speaker. You know, that might be your business. Look at my my good friend and down there in Philadelphia. He has his own movie company. He's an entertainment company. Joshua Coates, director of these new movies coming out, Iniquity and A Date with Destiny, that new movie. There are other people who have event planning businesses. You have, believe it or not, you can go and get a degree, trust me. I just can't think of the name of that school, but you can research, go online. So there you go, see, customer service. Right there, you just throw it online and you can find it. We want to welcome each and every person to the show. We're glad you tuned in today. We hope you learned something about this new wave and new era of where we're going with customer service. And hopefully the main takeaways from this is that, number one, you can't do it the way it's been done. We provided great service, but now we got to provide super extraordinary not only service, but value. Everything's got to be value added. And it can be simple things just in the way we talk, in the questions. One of the things Hope is going to be teaching, and she does in her customer service training that she's going to be doing there in the Cincinnati area, is that I just love the way she talks to her customers and the way she, and you go to her cleaners. And like I told her one other time, I think you're on the show, I've never been in a dry cleaners, and I go all the time. I've never been there where they ask you, how are your clothes? You know, I go pick up my clothes or I take them there. Nobody says to me, oh, how was your last order? I mean, you expect that in a restaurant, they may ask you, but in a dry cleaners? So sometimes it could be little things like that. It's just little things. You'd just be surprised. Again, have a little gift there. And, you know, on the 10th customer, here's a little gift for you. It could be something simple. It could be a little book of poetry, neutral stuff, stuff that can go to either a male or a female. Just the little value added. That's the new wave. That's the new wave of customer service. It's value added, so I hope you make sure that's a takeaway. The other takeaway is that you got to constantly research the current trends and what's new. You got to, today your customers are online and they're looking at what's new. Believe me, you. So there, and not only that, other people are reaching them through the internet. So you don't want to be left out of the loop. So get yourself online. You may not know how to use Facebook, learn. You may not know how to use Twitter, learn. There is no excuse. Get your children, your grandkids can help you. They know all this stuff. They're taught this stuff in kindergarten. Get online, get yourself on there. You can get websites for free. There's a time to pay for a beautiful website, but for now, get the free one that you can get. Microsoft will give you a website for free. You just pay for your name, and you keep it moving. I pay. Some of you gone to my website, LalisaJWilliams.com. I set that up. I pay $16 a year for that website. Don't let anybody charge you $300 or $400 or $500. That was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, not today. You know, 10 years ago, I paid that amount for a website. A young lady, Patrice Concepts, I paid her that kind of money to do a website. I don't even have the website anymore. But this one that I got for $16, I've had it now for over 2 years. So you can get a website. It's no excuse. Get on the internet. That's where your customers are. Stay ahead. Keep the edge. Know what customers are looking for today. Also, the other takeaway is, so you got the value. You also have to, you know, find out you're building that relationship. A relationship. And you build that by asking questions. What the customer wants. You know, is there anything else I can do? Can we do more? What else do you need? Trust me, if you don't ask them, guess what? Somebody else will. All right? I'm going to just throw that one in for free. If you're not asking your customer what else they want, like, need, would like, then guess what? Somebody else will ask them. So I'm going to give you an example of how that might sound, in case some of you might say, how do I do that? So I'm going to ask you all, what else? And then I've asked that for a time or two, and some of you I've personally asked you, what else would you like for me to talk about here on the Coach Lalisa Show? I understand that you're busy. You're doing things to run your businesses, to manage your life. You ask me, I'll go and I'll research it, and I'll bring the message to you. I'm trying to save you time here to help you reach your goal. What's your goal? What is it that you're trying to achieve? If you're trying to get more customers. So there's one thing to keep the ones you got, is you're creating customer loyalty today, not just servicing them. And it looks like we have another comment, so we're going to welcome this caller. Caller number 973, you're on with Coach Lalisa. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Tina. How are you?
Oh, Tina, I am super fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I wanted to chime in on this because I have probably over 13 years of customer service experience. And one thing I do know, that a customer doesn't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Yes. If you're dealing with a customer and you're satisfying that customer, you're acknowledging that customer, you knowing that customer by name when that person comes into your business, you're remembering some personal conversation you had with that customer, a customer who is satisfied with you will be a customer that will refer more business to you. So that will increase your customer retention. Sometimes we want to go out and get a lot of customers, but if you have a satisfied customer, that one satisfied customer can refer 10, 20, 30 people to you to increase your volume at your business.
That is so true. And so that is so true, Tina. You're absolutely right. They don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. People don't care. Yeah, we tell people that a lot, even the children. Anyone, people, yeah. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That's good. That's good. And when they sense that you really care, but that's that whole relationship piece.
Right.
Like you said, knowing their name. Knowing their name, remembering their name, remembering their birthday, remembering when their children graduated, all these little things. Yes, retention. Yes, in the chat room, Hypno Resolution says, yes, retention is key. We want to keep the customers because, again, customers can go anywhere today, anywhere today. And then we're also going to move, like you're saying, Tina, we're going to even be moving way beyond just retaining customers. We want to get customers so that they're telling others about
right.
us. And you have all this experience from running a bank for years. So do you have any tip on what people can do to move to that next dimension where the customer is telling people about you, not just coming themselves, because that's great and we want that. But how do we get your business to be the buzz with them?
Well, one simple way to do that is just ask the customer. Just say to the customer, did you enjoy your service today? And the customer most likely will say yes. Well, here's some of my business card. I want you to refer this to some family and friends because I want them to come in and get the same type of service. It's easy. Just simply asking the customer that question. Can you refer this to some family and friends? And giving them your business
uh-huh.
card.
Aha. Uh-huh. Now, that, see, y'all, I'm so glad you called in with that, Tina, because that is very, very, very useful information right there. And that is sometimes what people do forget to do. And I'm definitely going to have also at some point come. Get some more comments from some more people on that, but that's very good. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. So in other words, y'all, she say simply ask. Ask the customer, hey, did you enjoy the service or the product or how was it? If it was great, like you said, they're gonna say it was great more than likely. That's why they're back. And then you're gonna say, oh, here's a few of my business cards. Could you let friends and family know about the service so I can give them the same kind of. We're going to definitely continue discussion of customer service, so please come back tomorrow. We're going to have some more tips. Please, I hope you can tune back in, Tina, because you're adding a lot to this discussion, and I very much would welcome that. And those of you, I hope you have an awesome, 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 great day, powerful day. Now let's go and practice what we've learned today. Let's everybody take a few business cards with you wherever you go today. And make sure you say to that customer, that client, whatever you choose to call them, and let's see if we can do that. Let's practice, and let's come back tomorrow with some success stories of how we actually did that, and let's see what happened. Let's just report on what the customer said when we said to them, oh, would you pass these out to a few friends? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Great, great. Well, thank you again, Tina. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thanks to all of those. Oh, thank you, Tina. Thanks to all those in the chat room, Mr. J, Mr. K, Ms. Pretty, Nate Peach, John Slim, and all these wonderful people in Kiva and Coach K. We think we said Coach K a few times there. Thank you all for your comments. Thank you to those of you on the switchboard. I know I thank you for your support, Ms. Adele Foster. I know you couldn't talk this morning. You couldn't open up your phone line, but We feel your presence. So we thank you, and we'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same place, on the Coach Lalisa Show.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.